It's been a busy year for John Hickenlooper. After his term ended as governor of Colorado, he embarked on a short-lived campaign to win the Democratic presidential nomination. After dropping out in August, he's back on the campaign trail, this time to represent Colorado in the U.S. Senate. The former governor stopped by the Aspen Public Radio studios on Tuesday for a chat. Coming up are some highlights from that conversation, which has been edited for length. I'm going to start out with a question today that is on a lot of people's minds. You know, you wanted to be president, and it didn't work out. And on the campaign trail, you said you weren't cut out to be a senator. What changed your mind?
As I realized, I kept telling people in the presidential campaign, I'm the one guy who's actually done what everyone else is talking about doing. No one really seemed to pay much attention. And as I began thinking about pulling myself out, I heard again and again, people came to me and said, you should give it a second look, and you should really look at the Senate and, you know, think about it. So I kind of looked at it, and I talked to a couple people, like Tim Worth, who was a U.S. senator from Colorado from 1986 to 1992. He ripped me up one side and down the other. He said, you know, most of us go through life hoping at some point we'll have a chance to actually do something that matters, that might actually nudge history. And you're going to be one of three or four people that might actually give us the Senate, right, and take Mitch McConnell out of the majority leader chair. And I got, you know, we spent about 5 weeks, my wife and I, in the last 2 weeks, we spent pretty much, you know, landlocked in our house. Didn't go out much and called people, talked to a bunch of governors who'd become senators. You know, Tim Worth told me, he says, Hickenlooper, you're not sure you'd be good at it. Listen, I know you fool. You'd be great at it. You'd love it. What are you waiting for? Get out there and change the world. And it's funny, I got more and more excited.
Well, now that you are running for Senate, I want to ask you a question that matters to a lot of folks here in town. I mean, this is a town where the dominant industry is entirely dependent on snowfall in every year. And that's something that could change if we see some of these potential devastating effects of climate change. Do you have a plan to alter the course that might steer us away from some of those potentially devastating effects?
Oh, yeah.
Effects?
I think the only scientist running for Senate. I was the only scientist who was a governor, unless you include doctors, MDs. I've got a master's in earth and environmental science. So I studied geology and environmental science. And so I understand in detail what the challenges are, that this is the most real threat to humanity in the history of the world.
I want to talk about something else that has been in the conversation a lot in this part of the state, and those are the plans to relocate the Bureau of Land Management offices to Grand Junction. It stirred up a lot of controversy. Advocates say the move will bring the BLM closer to the land it manages, and critics say it's just an effort to weaken that agency. Do you see that BLM move to Colorado as a good thing or a bad thing?
Well, it remains to be seen. I hope it's more than 27 jobs. But if some people suggest that there, you know, people who don't want to come out and make the move aren't going to be replaced, I find that hard to believe. I think we should give them a chance and see. I hope that when Ken Salazar, when he was the Secretary of the Interior, he had, such a beautiful balance between public lands and their utilization for private enterprise, but their utilization for spiritual and outdoor recreation type uses as well. And that's what the BLM should be doing.
You can find the full interview with Hickenlooper as well as text versions of his answers on our website, aspenpublicradio.org.